in a certain kind of way. Don't you think? It'll be fine. You think I'd die from that? Don't say something cringe like that. Besides, I haven't gotten a chance to do all the things I want. See? The will to live keep me going. Gotta do something, can't I? And you're just as bad as me. You're acting awfully similar, you know that. I don't know what you're trying to tell me with that look, because subtlety is not my thing. I'm gonna be so real. I suck at it. I mean, I didn't get all the subtle hints of the people who stabbed me in the back until the knife was piercing my heart and it hurt like hell. You're different, though. Because you obviously suck at subtlety just like me. Don't give me that. Only this, only that. Everyone likes to make excuses, be the hero of their own story. But why don't we all be honest for a second? I'm guilty of living like every other person that's ever lived. That's it. People overcomplicate it. It's not that hard. And I feel like with you, I at least don't overcomplicate one thing. I mean, you're attractive as hell. And how do I even say this? I've had a thing for you from the start, and with the shit we've been through, let's go out, maybe. And wow, this is more awkward than I thought of it in my head. Forgive me, wait, that's lame. Don't forgive me, but consider it. What do you expect from me? It's not like I'm... like I know what I'm doing. Hey, at least if you're gonna reject me, you could... What? That was not the reaction I was expecting. Look at you. Did I fluster you? I'm gonna take that as a W, not gonna lie. I'm so glad I did. Shit. Well, look at that. Looks like I finally got one over on you. Looks like I'm not completely without any kind of draw or game or any of that. Are you saying that I totally just scored? Wait, no way. Does that mean I get to do more than just, you know, like fondling and stuff? But the wording doesn't really matter. It's the spirit of it, right? I'm someone who appreciates a lot of different things. You know, people always want to label me as that poor kid who grew up that way. But I'm not a kid anymore, and more importantly, I grew up. Maybe it was rough, but that's why I'm me, so why should I have to apologize for it? Why should I have to go on a tangent of justifying why I like this or that? Why I don't like this or I don't like that? It doesn't matter. All of it matters because I say so, and anybody else putting words in my mouth is just yapping. It's ironic I say that when I was just doing the same thing. I thought that you felt a certain way about me, and I didn't realize even a little bit that there'd be a chance that you'd be into me too. Wow, kisses are really intense. They don't tell you about that. I know that I've only grown up lately because I've had to. 21 years young. Probably too young. In the head, at least. I realize I've got a lot of things still messed up in my heart, in my brain. I'm kind of twisting, becoming more devil-like by the day, so I guess I'm holding on to that vestige of humanity. Not because I really care, no. I don't care that I'm human-like or devil-like or any of that. Screw all those labels. I just care that I'm not alone. At the end of the day, I don't want to be. Not even a little bit, I just... Look, I may be a messed up in the head guy, but I'll be your messed up in the head guy. Just say the word. I really want to be yours, and you kind of said yes, so I just, you know, it's insecurities trying to confirm without asking directly because... Way too scared. I misunderstood something. Damn. I'm not gonna say I can give you what other guys give. In fact, I probably suck at a lot of things in terms of relationships because everyone I've ever been in has ended horribly wrong. But to be fair, since I've grown up, since I'll be 22 next month, I'm not sure how I feel. I have a lot of feelings, like, in my head I'm still in that day. But in other ways that I've come so far, I'm a hell of a lot better fighter with these unwieldy-ass chainsaws. And I've had you for so much time now. We met, what, 3 years ago? Almost. They smushed us together. Well, I say they, but it's really Kishi, so... He'd kill us both if he heard that. But screw that guy. He says it's training, but it's basically just his excuse to take out all that frustration he has, huh? Guy's lived a pretty shitty life, I get that. So have I. I get that it's training. It's all fair because we can regen. But why, you know? Why's it gotta be like that? Why can't it be easy for once? Life is too hard. I swear to God, I've faced myself in the mirror a million times looking back, and I still think, damn, there's a lot of things that you could have done better, my guy. And then I think, hey, but isn't it those things that you don't do perfectly that make you actually feel? It's what makes you human, ain't it? Those faults, those things that hold you back. I had to compromise way too many times, but I won't compromise with you. Got it? I know what happened last time happened so quick, but I don't understand this love thing, so I don't know the order of it. I don't know when I was supposed to say what, and I gotta be honest, I don't really care, because that's not why. I didn't come for the order of things or to have bread and butter relationship. Screw that. I'm deranged. I might be just a bit crazy, and I'm definitely a pervert. So, regardless of all that, if you still mean those words that you said, I'm making every excuse in the book, aren't I? Because it hasn't hit me yet. That you said yes, and that we're basically, that we already were going out. You were under that impression? Yeah, me too. Just, I think it's a little surreal, you know? Sometimes you just look in the mirror and you see that you're not alone, and it just feels like a dream. You don't want to wake up from that dream, and you keep on looking, and sometimes you get lost in those eyes that look back at you. That's what you are to me, and I know Pochto is still around. I think he was definitely gonna tell me you were the right one somehow. If we met earlier, at least. I like to imagine a reality where he didn't, you know, where we didn't make that mistake, but then again, it wouldn't have gotten any better, I bet. It's probably the best of the worst choices, right? You can only make so many bad choices before one's gotta show up as a good one, right? And more importantly, look at me. I saw this in a movie once, and I want you to be mine. I'm not gonna quote the cheesy script or borrow someone else's words. It's not me. What I am gonna do is tell you I don't want to lose you like I've lost everyone else. And I know that sounds so dramatic, doomsdayist, whatever you want to call it. That's fine. But I mean it. The words matter more than the choice of them, right? You at least get what I'm trying to say. God, I was supposed to do a lot of things today. But then I just kept thinking. I kept thinking and thinking and overthinking. Then I got caught in that endless loop of things of always going back to that singular thought that I didn't really know how he felt. That I thought I did, then I thought I didn't. I'm not gonna make this too much of a habit. I understand. Cute? I don't know about that. I don't know if that's how I would call it, but hey. If you find me cute, it's beneficial to both of us, so don't stop doing that. but really, I'm glad it's you. There's a lot of things that's happened that just made me think maybe love was gonna be too hard. Like everything else. Like my one dream. As stupid as it sounded back then, that I'd never see the day that I'd get it. But you're different. You're so different than them. Not just in the quality of your body or anything like that, but your heart. It beats so bold, you know? I've seen a lot of people who have that kind of heart. They keep leaving. They keep going away. And I hate that. And that's why I gotta do something better. I gotta get better at this. I know I'm not perfect. I've been training my ass off in every way imaginable, but still. I know you don't die easy, but neither did they. They still went. They still got. I miss them a lot. And I'm not saying you're not enough. You are. Trust me, you are. It's just, I feel like it's my fault that they're gone. I trusted the wrong people, and I get that anyone could have made that mistake. I mean, for fuck's sake, that person that I... That's always the ones that are closest to you. I hold the most power to do the most painful things. You think I wouldn't trust anymore, but I cannot. I can't not. I'm a stupid guy, I'm not gonna lie. I'm a stupid guy who doesn't know when to quit. And I'm always gonna be that stupid guy who can't stop. Who never stops thinking about it. And I realized I could go on for days. Hell, I could go on for weeks. Staying up all night just talking about it, how I feel. But I don't want to be like that. I'm sick of reliving those days. The trauma, the pain, the agony of everything going wrong. I just want you to realize that. For as messed up as I am, I'm not so messed up that I can't figure it all out. That I can't figure out what path will save you. I know you're not in immediate danger, but how much longer until someone else got their sights on you? And besides, I realize now, you're not all what you said you were. I'll tell you later what I mean. Don't ask, please, don't ask. I know secrets aren't a good thing, especially at the start of a relationship, but these secrets are something that I can't tell you, or you'd be in more danger. Now look, I'm gonna protect you, got it? I have the power to do that. I do. I know it. But in order to make it happen, you know, you gotta stick by me, okay? Don't you dare go anywhere else. God, that sounded bad. But you know what I mean, right? I'm not trying to cage you. What if you're not holding my hand? What if they get you? What if I'm not there to do something about it? I don't want you to get erased like them. I don't want to lose you like every person I've ever loved in my life. Please don't go. I know I'm being unreasonable. I know I'm rushing things, and I know that for God's sake, I can't even put my words together when it counts. But I mean it. Don't go. Please don't go. And what's more, I'll take care of everything. Everything that needs to be done, and I know that's toxic. To offer every responsibility and take care of it, but I don't know how else to show love. I only know two ways. And one of those ways, I feel like it's a jinx, you know? I don't just want to be someone's lover. I don't want to be a glimpse of a piece of their life. Maybe that's way too clingy. God, I know how it sounds. I don't want that piece to be ripped out of my heart. Because I don't know how many more times I can see everybody I love just walk away into that great big abyss of the afterlife. You know, I wonder sometimes what it's like. I'm not going to give up. Let me make that clear. But I'd be a damn terrible liar if I said that I didn't wonder what they were doing now. It's okay. I've got you. You've been here through all of that. Almost everything. I love you. And it feels good to say that. No strings attached, no manipulation, no stupidity. I love you. That's it. That's everything I wanted to say. I'm not some complex guy. And I think you already knew that from the start, but if you don't mind, I'd like to be even more simple right now. And that every word doesn't have to hang on the next one. You can break it up with a kiss, you know? Can't believe I'm saying this, but shut up. Let me kiss you. Okay. love you. There is no question about that. I suck at words. But I think I'm pretty good at kissing, don't you? You're so real for that. I didn't expect this to remind me of that time, but well, you sure do have a way with things. Your hands, they're warm, they're hot like fire, but it doesn't hurt, it feels good. I mean it, I suck at this, but I don't regret it, you know, not even once, I can't. If you keep that up, I may not be able to. Hey, I'm fucking here. Can't just kiss the problems away. Of course, you'd say that. Every time we touch, I just can't. I can't be more happy than when I feel safe in your arms, you know? But with that said, maybe I want you to feel just a bit pressed. Not because of any other reason, but because this time I want to make your heart race like you make mine every time. I want to make you mine, but I don't want to mess it up. I know it's a spoiled mentality, but we won't know what happens until we try, right? You're just raring to go then. Well, don't say I didn't warn you. I don't know of what, but guess we'll pull the cord and find out. Baby, let's see what happens. Huh? You don't want me to. You don't want me to pull that cord. Well, I don't need it to make you feel good. Why don't you spread those legs for me? I felt your pussy clench. Oh God. Just seeing you here is so goddamn hot. Mm-hmm. I love the flavor of you. And honestly, truly, reactions drive me wild, baby. Give me more of those. Someone's ready for it, huh? All this love. Down you go. Down, girl. Oh, fuck. Just resting my cock against this burning hot place. It's driving me wild. Oh, God. You feel that? That's how hard you made me. Oh, fuck. All that pre-mixing with you. Oh, fuck. You're getting fucked today, I'll tell you what. How bad do you want it, baby? I want to hear it, come on. Beg like your life depends on it, come on. Come on. That's it, baby. Let me hear that song of words, huh? God, you're tight. You're fucking tight. Fuck. I can't stop moving my head. Sorry. Not sorry. You okay, though? Take it. Take my big fat cock inside your tight little place. Fuck. You take it so well, don't you? Yeah, yeah. Fuck. Fuck. Blowing you like this, right out of porn mag. Fuck. We're better than porn, baby. Fuck. Oh, I mean, it comes so hard. You too. Coming. Hey, you good? You look fucked out of your mind. I'll take that as a compliment. Be honest with me. It's still got a long way to go. What's that reaction? It's just more confidence. Yeah, I could do that. Not sorry. I love you. And that's a hard word to say and mean it, but I do mean it. I do. And I'd say it a million times more. I'd say it again and again because it's you. Because it's you. It's really you. That makes everything better, you know that. And I'm glad you're in my life. Really glad. So no leaving it, okay? You can't be checking out early. You're stuck here. With me. Right? I love you. I love you. I love you. That's not gonna change either. No matter what you do, I'm all yours, got it? You better not forget, or I'll have to make sure you understand it on a more carnal level. Yeah, I'll threaten you with a good time, but also, I'll be there when it counts, okay? And don't you dare let go of this hand. I won't either, okay?